That's the old French children's song Alouette, as if it had been written by Franz Schubert. And that piano puzzler version of Alouette was done by our old friend, composer Bruce Adolph, who is here for our weekly piano puzzler. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we've got a caller on the line from Logan, Utah. Dr. David Koppen is on the line. Hi, Dr. Koppen.
Hi.
Glad to have you. What kind of doctor are you?
I'm an OBGYN.
Aha. And not only an MD, but I understand that you're a musician as well.
Well, I don't have much talent, but I enjoy listening. I have a huge record collection and have a lot of things that I enjoy. I enjoy your puzzler, too.
Oh, well, that's good. And I hear you're a church organist as well?
No, not really. Once in a while, I taught myself because I thought it's a fascinating instrument. So I got some basic books and tried to teach myself. And so when they're really desperate and somebody's dead or on vacation, I have about a dozen hymns that I can play. And if they choose one of those, I can help.
That's good. So you're like the third string church organist then?
Probably lower than third.
Okay. Well, see if you can use that musical background to help you figure out the piano puzzler that Bruce Adolph is about to play for you. It'll be your job to try to figure out the tune that Bruce might have buried in there and also in whose style he's done the disguising here. You ready for this piano puzzler?
I hope so.
Okay, here we go.
I think I heard Rockabye Baby in the Treetop.
Yes, that's exactly right. And we were thinking, you know, you're an OBGYN. Why not use this one?
Right.
I'm sorry, it's a short piece. There's no C-section, just an A-section.
Oh! Okay, so you got the tune. Now the tough part. Is there a composer whose style Bruce was imitating there?
I'm sure there is.
He's right. And for that, he wins. Maybe you should just say what pops in your head first.
Well, I don't think he'd use anyone so obscure as Edward McDowell.
Oh, that's a very interesting choice.
I like that guess.
Yeah, this is simpler than that and earlier, but that, I would say, is Edward McDowell's primary influence and a much more famous composer. But that's not a bad guess.
That's sort of the first thing that popped in my mind was Edward McDowell, but... It has a something Schumannesque about it.
That's very close. You've hit a person who McDowell was extremely influenced by, this giant composer, and Schumann was his best friend.
Let me see. Brahms.
Yes.
There you go. Johannes Brahms, great friend of Robert Schumann and great influence on not only Edward McDowell, but many, many composers, I think.
The harmonic world of Brahms and Schumann is extremely close, so that's fine that you thought that. In fact, the chord progressions, I could have used them for either. It was more the shape and the rhythmic pulsing of 3 against 2 and the kinds of phrases of piano writing of Brahms.
When you say 3 against 2, what does that mean?
This sort of thing. You have 3 in the right hand and 2 in the left hand. And it keeps happening. Another spot here. And it's all over the place. That's very typical of Brahms. He wrote it as often as he could get away with that without breaking any laws.
Not only was this very appropriate for Dr. Koppen because he's an OBGYN, but Brahms wrote his own very famous lullaby.
That's what made me write it originally, which is I was thinking, what if Brahms didn't just write the famous da-da-dee, but he wrote another lullaby, which was Rockabye Baby.
Thank you very much for playing, Dr. David Koppen from Logan, Utah.
Well, thank you very much.
And what's your public radio station?
It's Utah Public Radio, KUSU-FM.
KUSU-FM. Thanks very much for calling. And Bruce Adolph, I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Fred.